It's K97.5, the Triangle's only station for hip-hop and R&B. Your girl, Sheena J, the Midday in the building with the funny lady, Miss Pat. What's going on, my mom?
Nothing.
Just nothing? Of course, Tickle Me Thursday's turn pink for the month of October, and you've come through to let us get our laugh on as we bring breast cancer awareness out to people. Big shouts once again, of course, to Turner Head Social Club. They'll be out tonight at Russian Lounge with the pink bags full of goodies for sale, and all the proceeds are going to the Pretty in Pink Foundation. So big shouts for them for helping me make this happen.
Well, so, good. Because I mean, breast cancer is dear to me because I have an aunt that have survived it twice. Uh-huh. And I try to find comedy in everything. Mm-hmm. So my aunt, like, 65 years old, mm-hmm. and this time they removed both her breasts. Mm-hmm. And I go to Florida and I see her, and I was like, dang, aunt, you know, I'm so happy you okay. They removed both of your breasts. But, you know, this lady's 65, and they gave her some 25-year-old boobs. Them things look good. And I was like, well, aunt, your boobs don't match your neck. You know, your boobs 20. And your next 65, you need to go back. They're not finished.
Doing some work.
Yeah, I was like, your neck don't match your chest, baby. Your neck don't match your chest. And she laughed, but them things look good.
Mm-hmm. But see, and then, like, it's so much different now because when I was younger, I used to live with my godparents in North Carolina until I was 6, and I went to New York back with my mom. But I found out later on the reason I went back because my aunt/godmother was diagnosed with breast cancer. And so, you know, I went back up there. But I remember being little, and it was this foam titty. I didn't know what it was. I just used to run around the house playing with it. But, you know, I guess where her breast was cut off, and she put that in her bra to make it look like, you know.
Real. Well, they got they better
but I
now.
Didn't, you know, I just ran around the house playing with the thing up in my chest. I didn't know what it was. And you know, yeah. I got for older later and found out, you know, breast cancer and all this stuff. And I was like, so that's what that thing was. You know, that was going wrong.
you was sticking your godmama boob in the refrigerator and you didn't know it. And I'm always self-checking myself because I was shot in the titty one time.
You was shot?
Yeah, in the titty.
Gun?
Nah, with a BB gun. No, with an arrow. Indian shot me. Why do people always ask that silly question? No, I'm sorry. I had my chicken pop shot there.
like you shot him. What happened? Like
a drive-by, some fool. He was a good shooter because he blew the nipple straight off, but I learned later I didn't need the nipple. So it's so, I mean, bro, you know, all of this boob feeling is dear to me. Uh-huh. Because I lost a nip in a drive-by. Mine wasn't to no cancer, but I lost it.
But you lost
a nip. So I'm walking around with a nook. With a nook nipple.
OMG.
So if somebody want to suck, I just say, hey, give me that. When you finish, give it back. I had one fool to bite that nipple. I was like, now I got to go back to CVS in the middle of the night. Because Medicaid do not replace nipples. I just want to tell y'all that, lady. Medicaid do not replace nipples. So be dear to what you have.
OMG.
Especially if you own Obamacare and Medicaid. I'm telling you, in there, there's a clause, no nipple replacement.
No nipple replacements. Yes. OMG. Now, of course, tonight, y'all do not want to miss this. Miss Pat is taking over. Rush Lounge, Tickle Me Pink Thursdays. The doors open at 7. Showtime is at 8:30, and they need to be on time.
Please, come on, black people. Y'all be on time, okay? Because I'm putting on my spank, and it's a time limit.
On your spank.
You know, I got to roll that spank down to eat, so I'm not going to eat before the show. You know, fat girls got to unbutton their pants before they eat. You just can't say. Sit down like regular women. No, that'll kill you. You can't breathe.
Y'all do not want to miss this. Of course, you can get your tickets online, TickleMeThursday.eventbrite.com, over at Unique Boutique at Capitol Boulevard, or directly at Rush Lounge.
Do Unique Boutique sell nipples?
No, I don't think she got no nipples in there. She may have nipple covers, but I don't think she has nipples
up in there.
That's on Capitol Boulevard. She got some hot fashions, but I don't think she have no nipples up in there. And like I said, the tickets, advance tickets are $10, but it's only $12 at the door. And, you know, since we're going pink, we have drink specials, $4 pink Moscato tonight.
Oh, so pink Moscato.
Pink Moscato.
I'm going home with a dude with no back teeth tonight. I need me a man who can apply for Obamacare.
Oh my goodness. Y'all do not want to miss this. Now, how did you get started in con? How long have you been doing this?
11 years.
11 years?
I was with Arnaz for about 3 years. Mm-hmm.
Because I've seen you with him several times, you know, perform with him. And that's why I was like, I have to get Miss Pat here.
Well, thank you. Thank you. 11 mm-hmm. years. Actually, I got started. I took a trip to the welfare office. Mm-hmm. And I figured the only way I'm going to make this lady recertify my food stamp is to make her like me. Uh-huh. So I started telling her these crazy stories I now tell on stage. And she would just laugh. And I would be sitting there like, can you push the approval button so I can get up out here and go watch The Young and the Restless? And so one day I'm talking to her, she's like, you missed your calling. And I'm like, what calling? She's like, you should be a comedian. I'm like, what is that? You know? Because, uh-huh. I mean, I was a hood rat. I had two kids by the time I was 15, mm-hmm. Straight out of the streets. I'm just trying to get my check so I can go home and watch Young and the Restless. So she explained to me what a comedian was. And I was like, hey, I like to talk. And if they pay to talk, mm-hmm. I'm going to do it. So by the help of us applying for food stamps, uh-huh. we're recertifying for my food stamps.
Did she hit the approval? She hit the approval button.
My godmama. Yeah, she hit the approval button. No, she just became like a mama to me. Mm-hmm. Yes, she did. She became, and now she's still in my life to this day.
And that's what's up, because a lot of people do miss their call and they just
But I've always been like this. And mm-hmm. my husband's like, people think you funny, but they don't know you being serious. Uh-huh. I think I'm the person that say stuff that other people wish they could say. Like if I come to my house and you trying to sell me something, and I'm from the street, uh-huh. so I've been in their shoes. I've ripped people off before. Uh-huh. Don't get away from here. How you gonna try? Like one time I came home and my husband is, I got a wonderful husband, but I'm from the street. To me, he's a lion. Uh-huh. And this guy sitting there trying to sell him insurance, and I was like, why would you buy insurance for somebody who got a hole in the top of their shoe? I said, this don't sound right. At 9 o'clock at night? Uh-huh. Well, I asked the dude, I said, would you like a salmon sandwich? You know, the little croquettes you make out of the can. Mm-hmm. He was like, yeah, I cussed him out and ran him out. I said, he here because he was hungry. I think he would have robbed my husband. I had a big old fat husband. Uh-huh. And he's a little bit of white boy, the black dude. Mm-hmm. I said, you can't see him coming. My husband, girl,
I was like, coming from the streets, you pay attention to all
everything. Because, like, I have a deep voice, so I call my husband credit card and say I'm him and up his rate and use his money, and he never knows. He was like, why they keep giving me increases? Because I play like I'm you, uh-huh. but he ain't caught on yet.
He ain't got it yet.
Girl, we bought a house, a couple years ago? And it's big. Mm-hmm. So I got a Groupon made. Mm-hmm. But my husband don't know I have a Groupon made. I've been had a maid for 2 years, but it's $40 and 2 hours of cleaning. And she coming out, I was like, look, you got to clean my house like I do. Don't make up my bed all the way. Don't get all the banana stickers off the floor.
Because it got to look like I did not on speak spot.
You got to use pine saw. Mm-hmm. You got to put a little bleach on the floor like I made a mistake and I was in a hurry. Girl, he ain't caught on yet.
He ain't got it yet?
Mm-mm, he ain't caught on yet. He thought, oh, you clean real good. I sure do. Baby, I wear a wig. I'm not trying to make this glue come loose. Say, and then I got to go get my wig glued back down in Atlanta.
Going down mm-mm. like that.
Got to be smart.
I'm so glad that the welfare worker taught you into doing comedy.
Yes. It helps me out a lot. It relieves a lot of stress. Mm-hmm. I don't want to sit on the sofa and pay nobody with mine. See, and I save Medicaid a lot of money because mm-hmm. now I don't need a shrink. Mm-hmm. The audience is my shrink, and then y'all pay me.
You right. So yeah. Let me ask you something. How can your fans keep up with you and everything that's going on with Miss Pat?
I have a website called Miss Pat, and it's MS, MissPatComedy.com. Mm-hmm. My Twitter is Comedian, Comedienne, Miss Pat. And then I got Facebook, Comedian Miss Pat. I got Instagram, which I don't understand Instagram. I'm too old for that. I ain't got time to be snapping pictures to keep y'all going every day. I don't have mm-hmm. hardly no followers on Instagram because I don't take a picture of my food. I eat my food. You know, I'm out with my daughter. She posing with her cheesecake. I'm like, that's ridiculous. Just eat the thing and take a picture of your face and say I'm happy. Young people, so I don't have me, but I do Instagram when I'm promoting my shows. But it's mostly Twitter. I like Twitter.
Yeah, Twitter's a
and I cannot spell. Do not be hashtagging me, telling me I spelled that wrong. I know I spelled it wrong. I quit school in the eighth grade, but I can count money. You spelled that wrong. That's the wrong dare. I don't care. That's the wrong right. Because I spell all the right. R-I-G-H-T. So then I was like, that's the wrong word. Don't send me that. I know that's the wrong word. But I don't feel like asking Google what's the right word.
Yeah. Like, so you know, say it, and that's what it is.
Yes, that's what it is. You know what I'm talking about. I have it all the time. You said the wrong words. Kill yourself. Tell me something I don't know.
That's what I'm talking
like
about.
Like the government shut down. Oh, my only concern with the government shut down was my child support going to stop. But when I figured out my child support going to stop, I put on Twitter, I was like, don't worry about the government shutting down. Walmart got free layaway. Go put yourself a TV on layaway.
And go ahead and make that happen. We was in here like, the government shut down. The FCC not there. So I go, shit, motherfucker, goddamn, what? I said what I want to on the radio today.
Oh, you can?
Yeah, and no.
Yeah. I'm not.
So let me say what? Because, what, nobody hey, then?
Thank God the government shut down. They act like a bunch of kids anyway. They ain't going to get nothing done.
But what's messed up? But they still getting a check while the people who is affected don't get paid. But they still getting a check.
Well, I don't get a check from it, so it don't affect me. Mm-hmm. It's not going to stop this show tonight.
It sure
as long as Obama don't show up tonight, we okay.
Not going to stop the show tonight, and you want to be there. And you know, after the show is the after party.
What are we going to do at the after party?
We going
to... I need somebody to bring their uncle. Bring their uncle with no back teeth and white shoes. That's my type of man.
That's the type of man?
Oh, this old dude at the airport, he said, I want me a woman to make me say Red Rock.
You make know, what?
He want him a woman to make him say Red Rock. You know what Red Rock is?
What's
that old ginger ale?
That way for my Red Rock?
I was like, Red Rock? You know, that's a little bit of ginger ale. You can't get the cap off the ginger ale. That's the stuff old people make medicine out of.
I see that now, because I'm like, oh, that way before man,
he had me hollering.
He wants somebody to be able to check. What?
He said he want me to make him say Red Rock. I said, I can't do that, but I can make you say Peter the Light.